Every year, the Wyoming Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault gives out what they call Peace Awards. That's promoting excellence in advocacy for change and empowerment. Back in November, they gave one out for best leadership and policymaking. It went to six Wyoming lawmakers who worked to pass six new laws to better protect survivors of violence. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards takes it from here.
Tara Muir is the director of the coalition and says she nominated the six representatives because of their spirit of bipartisanship. Three were Democrats, Charles Pelkey, Kathy Connolly, Debbie Bovee, and three Republicans, Bo Bightman, Dan Kirkbride, and Eric Barlow. Muir called them the Gang of Six.
And, you know, you sit back there in what we call the fishbowl and watch, and you're just shaking your head going, this is magic. This was a magical year. All those chips just kept falling our way, and it was great to see their heart in it every day.
Muir says she saw the group come together while serving on the Joint Judiciary Committee together. One day, they heard a survivor's testimony about how hard it was to retell her painful story every year so that she could renew her protection order.
And it was that meeting. It was a cold November day, and several of the representatives just came up to this survivor afterwards and said, we're going to do all we can to make this happen. And they did.
They passed a bill, so now survivors only have to renew those protection orders every 3 years. I spoke with the two members of the gang, perhaps most on the opposite ends of the political spectrum, Charles Pelkey and Bo Bightman. Pelkey says he had very personal reasons for working on this issue.
One of my earliest childhood memories was my, you know, waking up in the middle of the night, I think it was 3 years old, and seeing my father, who's my size, 6'4" tall, and my mother in, you know, with his hands around her throat. She was a little tiny refugee from Yugoslavia. And when he saw me come stumbling out the living room, he dropped her on the floor, and that's what I remember. I think one of the key issues that I focused on was the fact that strangulation of a household member was not classified as a violent felony under Wyoming law. Strangulation of a household member, strangulation of anyone, is one of the most violent acts that you can commit. And I carried that bill on my own in the past, but we got it as an interim topic, and we members of the Judiciary Committee got together and found common ground on it, and I think there was a fairly strong consensus that we should advance that bill out to the floor, and it passed both houses and was signed by the governor this year.
Well, what got me interested right off the bat when I got elected 2 years ago in the House, one of the first meetings I ever got invited to was the Sheridan County Coalition Against Violence and Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. And so when I sat in on their meetings, the first few meetings, it was... just, it hit me like a hammer, you know, I had no idea a lot of that stuff was even going on and how bad the situations were. And I was just listening and taking notes on what we could do to help these victims get out of these bad situations. And that's what led to my individual bill on the cell phones.
Can you kind of describe what that bill was about?
Right. So in these meetings, I asked the ladies, what can we do? What is the biggest barrier for a lot of these people that want to leave but don't? And the number one issue was control and the, kind of the stalking aspect of it, too. And we dug deeper, and it turns out, you know, the cell phone has played a big part in it, because nowadays you can track people's whereabouts on their cell phones. And so if somebody was going to go get help, the abuser could see that and track this person and make things a lot worse. So it really puts people in a bad situation. So what my bill did was it allowed victims to petition the court when they get their protection order to allow the judge to allow them to take responsibility for their cell phone plan and the data that goes along with it to protect them and allow them to get that safety net so they can get out.
Yeah. Anything that you remember kind of that helped to bridge any divides or any difficulties that you might have seen that you had to overcome in terms of making sure that it remained sort of nonpartisan?
Well, I think it, like Charles said, it happened organically. I think, you know, on an issue such as this, it's nonpartisan, it's doing the right thing, and it, it brings people together, and it, we just all kind of coalesced around it because all of us that, you know, really championed this issue really felt strongly about it and passionate about it. So you don't look at, like, I don't look at Charles and think Democrat. I just, I mean, some people are trained to operate.
He thinks Bernie Sanders supporter.
But, you know, it's relationships, it's people, and, you know, believe it or not, politicians are human beings too, and we have friendships and we build friendships and we're able to coexist with each other even though we could be completely polar opposites on the political spectrum. But
that kind of stuff goes on all the time here. I'll probably leave my Bernie Sanders sticker on the back of my car for a long time just to grate on some of these nerds. And to say I told you so.
I'll keep my Ted Cruz sticker. And
But, you know, it's those things go out the door when we walk through here and go into the chamber. I mean, it's Senator Enzi often said, you know, I think it's the 80% rule. People agree on 80% of things, and it's just those big ticket, hot button items that separate people. And as long as you can keep those discussions civil, I think it'll be fine. So,
yeah. Well, thank you guys both so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
That was State Representative Charles Pelkey and Senator Bo Bightman speaking with Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards for our series, I Respectfully Disagree.